Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the general manager of a company called Stage 8. We're going to find all about Stage 8 in this first half hour. In the second half hour of this particular rendition of Auto World, this particular hour, George Gomez, the author of a book about Elvis Presley, it's actually a fictional story. It's called Saving the King, is going to be along to tell us not only about the book, but also about Elvis Presley and his cars. I've always heard that Elvis was a car guy. We're going to get the inside scoop from George. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, we'll be joined by Bill Atala, the founder of AutoInformant.com, also joining us in hour number two of the broadcast. A couple of racers, Greg Hoag, known for racing diesel vehicles, and Valerie Thompson, who is a six-time land speed record holder, a former NHRA pro stock motorcycle racer, and now does a whole lot of land speed motorcycle events. Along the way, we'll take your calls at the usual number. Here it is. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Right now, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth Robert Ahern, who is the general manager of Stage 8. Robert, welcome to Auto World. How are you today?
Unbelievable, Bob. How are you today?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for asking. Tell us a little bit about Stage 8. It's the world's best locking fastener, and I know it's a company that's been around for quite some time.
Yes, we've been around 30 years now, and we started business with an active mechanical locking fastener specifically for Harley exhaust systems, and we've grown from there. All we do are make active mechanical locking fasteners, so you can't call us up and order a 3/16 bolt. We only make 3/16 locking bolts, if that makes any sense.
It sounds like you started in the motorcycle industry and the automotive industry, but since that time you've branched out into a number of different areas.
That's correct. Since we started 30 years ago, we've kind of expanded into all facets of automotive and performance racing or even street enthusiast, anything that had a lot of vibration that required a real locking fastener. What happened is a lot of these folks have daytime jobs. You know, they're weekend enthusiasts and they work for Caterpillar or John Deere or Link Belt or Halliburton or somebody during the week. And about 22, 23 years ago, we got our first phone call from a fella who said, "Hey, my boss has your locking header bolts on his car and he wants to know if you can come help us. We make aluminum can stamping machinery." "Well, sure, we can come help you. Can you tell us what's going on?" "We had a catastrophic failure. We'd prefer if you'd come visit us." So, interesting story. We fly down there, and what had happened was this company that makes all the machines that stamp aluminum cans all over the world. They ship these things to Brazil, Europe, China, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have an 1,800-pound flywheel, and the flywheel bolts had become loose, and the flywheel sheared the bolts, went through the cinder block wall of the warehouse, and cut the owner's Corvette in half in the parking lot.
Wow.
So they're standing there looking at the Corvette, and the owner just happens to see the headers, and he goes, "There, find that company for me." And ever since then, we lock 32 different joints on those machines. So if you like an ice cold beer in an aluminum can or a soft drink in an aluminum can, you can thank us for that.
That's wonderful. What a great story. Let's talk about some of the locking fasteners that are utilized on the automotive side of the fence. I know you've got some really cool stuff for headers. Headers in particular have a tendency to shake loose, and also I understand turbos are another area that you've addressed significantly. Tell us about the applications both on the header as well as the turbo side of the fence.
Well, header bolts have been notorious for coming loose for years. You know, every once in a while I talk to somebody who says my header bolts don't come loose. I tighten them every month, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I'd prefer to be doing other things than tightening header bolts. But anyway, that's probably the most common automotive use. But every car is a little bit different. The harmonics in every car is a little bit different. I had a fella order yesterday a pressure plate locking system for an Oldsmobile. You know, so we actually have distributor clamps that are anti-locking bolts. But the header bolts, probably the number one use for the automotive application, are reusable, reinstallable, and since they're grade 8 material, they won't stretch when they get hot. So what we recommend is you slather them up with anti-seize. You put them in, you torque them down, you put the locking hardware on, and you're done. You do not have to heat that engine up, let it warm up, then retorque the bolts. That's typically with grade 5 bolts that are going to stretch a little bit when they get hot. And the anti-seize will make it much easier if you're going to remove them down the road or reinstall them, change your header, or whatever it is you're going to do. All of the locking fasteners that we make are reusable. So it came, you know, at some point, somebody came along and said, well, geez, I don't use header bolts. I use nuts. I've got studs. No problem. We took the nut and applied our technology to it, which kind of led to turbos. Most turbos are secured using studs and nuts. So we started making turbo mounting hardware, probably 10 years ago was the first kit. But in the last 5 years, it's gotten really popular. As drifting has started taking off and the import modification scene and all the turbos that go on, we're getting a lot of phone calls for that. And in fact, Ford Motor Company makes a Ford Fiesta turbo in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we have the exclusive business for re-outfitting those in Europe with a locking bolt under warranty. They're having a lot of problems with those just falling off the car. So it's something we've been doing for a long time, and those are, like I said, the most common automotive uses, but lots of other applications. Probably the next one would be collector pipes. Boy, have I seen people over-torque collector assemblies trying to keep them from leaking, and all they end up doing is bending the flange and all kinds of problems. So we've developed a solution for that, as well as the number of off-road solutions. Things, for example, a locking spindle nut. We have a locking spindle nut that, you know, rock crawlers and hardcore off-road enthusiasts, even trophy trucks, have come to rely on. They absolutely will not loosen. It only uses one nut instead of the dual jam nut system that's common in front spindles. So that way you set your preload on the bearings just once. You get exactly where you want it, and we'll lock it right there, 360 degrees. You don't have to move it to the next hole to put the cotter key in. You don't have to, you know, adjust it in any way. You get it exactly where you want it, and we lock it in that exact spot.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. Before we go much further, Robert, why don't we make sure and give out all the proper contact information for Stage 8, website-wise, telephone-wise, social media-wise. Feel free to give out all that information.
Sure. There's an absolute ton of information at www.stage8.com, and that's Stage with the number 8. We have all of our automotive line is available on there to read all the specifications and all the types of bolts and all that, as well as our industrial applications. We actually have locking counterbore systems where you can actually lock a bolt in a hole, and these are true active mechanical locks. We have a lot of information about our railroad products and safety features for the rail industry. So there's all kinds of information you can find out there, as well as just general locking fastener or fastener technology.
Perfect. Hold that thought. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to give out the contact information and tell the folks all around North America and around the world more about Stage 8 locking fasteners. This is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top. You're listening right here to Auto World.
All across North America on great radio stations and around the world via the internet at GCNlive.com, also AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Not only can you listen to this show live, but you can also listen to it in podcast form, both at GCN Live as well as at iTunes. You can also listen to the show on demand at GCN Live as well. And there's all kinds of cool stuff for you to find at GCN Live. You can listen to this show on the telephone if you care to do so, if you're away from your favorite local radio station. Wonderful tools, and also a number of other shows, a whole plethora of other shows that you can check out at GCNlive.com. When you get a chance, check out my website as well, AutoWorldRadio.com, and check out the website of our special guest here. It's called Stage 8. The website is www.stage8.com. The general manager of Stage 8, Robert Ahern, is with us. And before that hard network break, Robert, you were giving out all the fantastic information that's available for folks contact-wise and otherwise. Why don't you reiterate those once again for everybody, and feel free to plug your YouTube stuff or any other social media stuff as well.
Sure. We actually have a channel on YouTube where you can see lots of instructive videos on the different automotive parts that we have. You can reach us here in the United States at area code 415-485-5340. And, of course, the Stage 8 Facebook page. We run contests on there, and you can pick yourself up a free set of header bolts if you find the right contest and you win.
Wonderful. Let's talk about your own personal automotive history before we go back to talking about Stage 8. What was your first car, Robert?
My first car was a 1971 Volkswagen camper van, and please don't hold that against me.
Very cool. Today, those are collectible and in many cases very highly sought after. Over the years, any particular vehicles that you've owned or maybe still own today that you're especially proud of?
Well, I'll tell you, when I was in high school, I was a Ford Mustang guy. And I had a 1967 Ford Mustang that, it was a California special that I had just tricked out. It was a beautiful interior, beautiful exterior, nice, I got rid of the 289, ended up with a 302 with a nice cam and some valve jobs on it. That was a lot of fun. I was always a Ford guy until about 3 years ago when somebody gave me a Corvette. Oh, my God, do I love my Corvette. I don't own a Ford anymore, and I baby my car.
Oh, that's great. What year is the Corvette?
It's a 2004 C5. It's a commemorative edition, blue, Le Mans blue with a tan convertible top.
Well, you and I have something in common, and the only two cars that I've owned myself personally outside of being married, since I've been married, I've owned an Audi TT and a Subaru Forester. But when I was single, the only cars I ever owned were Mustangs and Corvettes. And I still own a 98 C5 Corvette that I bought brand new back in 98. And that's definitely a cool vehicle like your 2004, and I can understand your passion for all things Corvette. Aren't the new ones absolutely remarkable, the 2014 Stingrays?
They are. They are. One of my best friends owns one. And it's just a beautiful car. He was wondering if he was going to move up to C6. He had a 2009, but he bought the, you know, bit the bullet, went ahead and ordered the 2014, and it's gorgeous.
Oh, that's great. Looking at the Stage8.com website, you've got a banner up there that Stage 8 Locking Fasteners celebrating over 25 years of fail-safe and joint integrity for critical applications, and the fact that this is a made-in-the-USA product, and that's something I'm really glad that you put up there, because there are so many companies, and I know, I realize a lot is driven by economics, but any time that there's a company doing business and building stuff here in the good old U.S. of A., that's a major league bonus as far as I'm concerned.
Let me tell you a quick little story. I was 16 years old. I was working at a Baskin-Robbins store for a couple of Argentinian brothers, and they were driving boy, it was like a Ford Galaxy or something, which in my teenage mind was a big old boat. And I said, hey, how come you don't have, you know, a Toyota? How come you don't have a Porsche? How come you don't have whatever? And they said, we don't understand you Americans. We moved here 5 years ago. This is our new country, and we're here to support it. So we only buy American clothes and American cars. How come you guys spend all your money overseas? And I had no answer for them.
It's so
that's always kind of stuck with me, Bob, and I think we should support our own.
I couldn't agree with you more. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the off-roading applications of the locking fasteners. I've had the pleasure over my 20-plus years of being host of this show and being a print journalist. I work for Motor Trend as their radio host, as well as a print journalist and blogger and streaming TV host for 10 years. And I attended a number of events, including Camp Jeep, something that Jeep has done off and on over the last decade or so, and just attending these events and seeing the passion, the same kind of passion you'll find at a Camp Jeep event with folks crawling over rocks, you know, at one half of a mile an hour or 1 mile an hour, the same type of passion that you'll find at somebody driving a Ferrari or a Porsche on a racetrack. I mean, these folks are extraordinarily passionate about their vehicles, and I would imagine that you've got, as you noted a little bit earlier, some really cool stuff that can make off-roading not only safer but more effective for these folks.
Yes, we do. And like any automotive sport, you're looking for a lot of power from the engine. It may be geared really low and you may be going a half mile an hour, but it really is pretty cool to see a car climb up a boulder the size of a house. And so we offer, you know, both the things that we offer in the general automotive in terms of header bolts and turbos and all that kind of stuff, locking fasteners. But when it comes to off-road, the spindles are really critical, and sometimes the U-joints. And so we offer a line for off-road enthusiasts that include locking bolts for worn hub assemblies and many different types of spindles, everything from the new 40-spline axles to Dana 60s, Dana 44s, and beyond.
Sounds absolutely wonderful. Well, I've learned a lot from you because I was not aware of your company, and now I can tell you that I'm a big fan. The fact that you're making it here in the USA, that you have over 25 years of great reputation, and knowing, you know, turbos have become popular again. It's really interesting to note that, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, we had a round of turbos, but these new turbos, Ford with their EcoBoost technology, a number of other manufacturers have embraced it as well. Turbos are back in full stride, and I would highly recommend everybody checking out all the great offerings at Stage 8. Robert, thank you very much for joining us, and hopefully down the road we can visit with you again.
Thank you very much, Bob. It's been a pleasure.
There he is, Robert Ahern, the general manager of Stage 8. Straight ahead, we're going to talk Elvis and cars. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Have other tax companies told you that you make too much money or have too many assets to qualify for an IRS tax settlement? You need to find out about the Wall & Associates difference.
My company is doing okay, but I messed up on the payroll taxes. Other tax firms told me I have to go on a payment plan, maybe for years. I didn't want that.
I was so worried about my husband's business that it was hard to sleep. I am so glad we called Wall & Associates. They were able to settle our IRS tax debt for a fraction of what we owed, and his business is still thriving. When everyone else said no way, Wall & Associates said yes.
To find out how to get the best settlement for large business or personal tax debts, call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. To put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-533-8101. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Of course, the king himself singing that great song. And we're going to throw out a trivia question here because our very special guest asked me this question. And then when he did ask me it, I kind of went blank on him. But I'm a real music, not to say the least. Used to work in major market music radio and specialized in music from the 70s and 80s. And when I think of some of my favorite Elvis songs, certainly... Can't Help Falling in Love, and so many others come into mind. But we're going to ask you, our Auto World listeners, to call in right now at 855-660-4261 and tell us your favorite Elvis song, 855-660-4261. And we've got some Haynes manuals to give away. We're going to need not only your name and address, but also what kind of vehicle that you drive so that we can get you the Haynes manual. So Matt is going to be busy at 855-660-4261. The name of the book is Saving the King. It's a fictional story and a very cool one indeed. And the author joins us live right now, George Gomez. Welcome to Auto World. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks, Bob, for this opportunity.
Well, let's begin by talking a little bit about Elvis and his personal passion for automobiles. Was Elvis always a car guy?
Well, I guess when he got into some big money, he probably was. But I know that his favorite was the one that he bought for his mother, the 1955 pink Cadillac, the most famous probably of all of his cars.
Wow. So he bought that for his mom. And Elvis, over the years, had a great fondness for all things Cadillac, didn't he?
He did. I mean, most of his, like, his limousines were Fleetwood Caddies, and he loved Cadillacs. I mean, that was his favorite of all cars. But then he, I think the last, in fact, as we speak, it's being displayed right now in Charlotte, the last car that he ever drove. And to me, it's my favorite. It's the 1973 Stutz Blackhawk.
Oh, what an incredible vehicle that is. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the Stutz Blackhawk, this was a very special, expensive, limited edition vehicle, and a lot of famous folks from Hollywood, I know Sammy Davis Jr., I believe, owned one of these vehicles. This was kind of the ultimate vehicle of its day.
It was. I mean, and especially for Elvis, it was the last car he ever drove. He went to the dentist. He had a dental appointment. He came back later that night of August 16th. Well, actually, I guess, yeah, August 16th, and he died, you know, that day. But, yes, being displayed in Charlotte, I just saw it actually about a month or 2 months ago when I went back to Graceland for the fourth time. I took my wife, who's the co-author of this book also, and it's just a stunning car. I mean, it's just stunning. Even to this day, it's been 40 years, and it's probably one of the coolest cars I've ever seen.
Again, our telephone number is 855-660-4261. We're taking your votes for your favorite Elvis song, and it's a not even a contest here. You can just call in, tell us your favorite Elvis song, and we're going to give you a free Haynes manual. So dial us up at 855-660-4261. The name of the book is called Saving the King. As you say, you and your wife co-authored this book, and it is a fictional story, and there's no question about it, George. The death of Elvis in 1977 had a profound effect on you personally.
It did. I mean, I remember exactly where I was in my home, in my parents' home in Nashville, Tennessee, where I've lived for over 40 years. And it was on a Tuesday night, hot, muggy August night. It was raining in Nashville, and we got the news, like, I think Walter Cronkite or something, and it, like, shocked me. Like, it shocked most of the world. And especially because we felt so cheated that the king checked out early, way too early. And, you know, and as I told many of my friends and my family, the reason that I wrote this book, from the day he died, I've had this thought of how I can come up with a different ending to his life and finally mm-hmm. put closure to his life of the millions of fans that loved him.
Without giving away the whole story of Saving the King, basically in this book you take Elvis back into the 1950s and put him in a situation with a young boy, and Elvis helps this young boy, and because of this help, this young boy later on comes to Elvis's rescue, and it's a wonderful story. You and your wife did a great job. Tell our listeners a little bit more about the synopsis of the book.
Sure, thanks. I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, you know, back then, you know, there was no internet. There was no 24-hour cable. We just didn't know what was going on, and especially like you see the paparazzi these days. It wasn't like that back then. So when someone died, we just didn't know why or whatever until later on. Nowadays, someone dies at 2 in the morning, you know it. You know, with all the technology, no cell phones and all. And so I wanted to come up with some closure to his story, and I wanted to also to bring up about the afflictions that he had for 20 years that nobody really knew other than his inner circle. So what I had him do is that he does have his heart attack, and he does ask for a second chance at life. And God gives it to him. God gives him a second chance in life, and an angel brings him back 20 years prior where he saves this little kid from being abducted. And he doesn't think much of it. But then the kid grows up very powerful, very rich, And there's an insider in the Elvis camp that finally reached out to the kid's father and then the kid to let him know what Elvis is doing, that he doesn't think that Elvis is going to live much longer. So then a plan starts getting into action. Things are getting set up. And there's things that happen that forces Elvis to confront his demons, the demons of his addictions and afflictions. And it's a great story because I have Johnny Cash in it. Really cool scenes with Johnny. And we have a reporter that's getting too close to the story. We described Nashville. We described Memphis that I've been 1,000 times. Graceland, of course. And it's a story of redemption. It's like a pay it forward. And, you know, mm-hmm. Bob, it's very timely right now also because the epidemic of prescription drug abuse is rampant. And it's taking over our culture. And look mm-hmm. at all these famous stars that die because of overdoses of these prescription drugs. And so even though it was, 1977 or even back in the 60s, it's still here and it's still popping its head out.
Absolutely. And as you pointed out to me when I did an interview that is going to show up in print online, hopefully in the next few weeks or so, that Elvis, like Michael Jackson, because he was given these drugs by a physician and was under the care of a physician, really didn't consider himself to be a drug addict.
He didn't. And that's the cool thing and the sad thing about Elvis. Elvis, when anybody would smoke marijuana around him, or if they dare do any other stuff like cocaine, he kind of freaked out. He told his Memphis Mafia, the Sonny and Red West and Joe Esposito, get them away from me.
Wow.
Because he never considered himself a drug addict.
Great story. Hold that thought. More with George Gomez, author of Saving the King, straight ahead.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you have a passion for cars, you must join the club, Auto Informant. We are the number one online community for car lovers. It is your one-stop shop for everything to fuel your car interest. Through Auto Informant, you can connect with car clubs, auction houses, classic car dealers, museums, car shows, Concours events, and other car enthusiasts. It is the perfect place for sharing and growing your passion. If you love cars, join the club, get connected, and enjoy the advantages of free membership. www.autoinformant.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back with George Gomez, the author of Saving the King. It's a wonderful fictional story of Elvis Presley, and we're talking about Elvis in his cars. And I'm going to throw out an Elvis car trivia question, and we'll continue to give away these Haynes manuals as well. Elvis, I don't know if he did it. George would know, but I know in one particular vehicle, he actually took out a gun. And he shot it because the thing would not start. It was a
I know. I know exactly what it is. I know the story.
I know. Well, don't give the car away. We'll have some people call in on it. But this was okay. an Italian car. We'll give a little bit here. And it was a collaboration with an American manufacturer from the early 1970s. And if you call up at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, we're going to give away a Haynes manual to you. And also, if you want to continue to vote for your favorite Elvis song, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Let's talk about Elvis and shooting things. Is it true, George, that he used to take shots at television sets at a pretty regular clip?
It is true. And let me tell you the strange things about it. When he was a gigantic gun owner, he loved all kinds of guns. He would carry it with him. He had like a special sheriff badge, and people said he worked for the CIA, FBI, and all those things. But he did, and for some reason, and I don't know why. Now this I don't know why, but when he would see Robert Goulet on TV, this is no lie, Robert Goulet, he would take his gun out and just shoot it to smithereens.
And it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense, because Robert Goulet was really more of like a standard singer. He was kind of more like a Frank Sinatra-esque individual. He was certainly not a competitor to Elvis in any way, shape, manner, or form, but he just didn't like Robert Goulet.
I mean, I have no... The only thing I like about Robert Goulet, I liked him in that 33 gun, that gun movie. It was a very comedy with Leslie Nielsen, you know. And, I mean, I don't really know why, but he didn't like him. He would shoot it at the TV. And they had a stash of brand new TV stash somewhere around Graceland or outside in the shed or so. And, you know, they say, well, he did it again, so they put a brand new one in.
That is great. And the other question I have for you about Elvis, is it true, you mentioned that he bought that famous pink Cadillac for his mom, but I've heard stories that, you know, he's so you know, he had so much respect and admiration for his colleagues at work, the folks that work with him, that he actually would buy Cadillacs as gifts and give them out?
Oh, that's the start of nothing. I mean, he would buy Cadillacs, homes. I mean, I could tell you stories where he'd give the shirt off his back. You know, that hard rock group Led Zeppelin. Robert Plant was like a gigantic fan. They met in 1973. He was speechless. Elvis had this $10,000 Rolex watch, and Robert Plant had a Mickey Mouse watch. And Jimmy Page and Robert Plant couldn't even speak. The only thing they said was, "Nice watch." Elvis says, "Take it, but let me have that Mickey Mouse one."
What a great story. Outstanding story. George Gomez, the author of Saving the King. George, before we go any further, why don't we make sure and remind all the folks listening around North America and around the world where they can get a copy of Saving the King, and also make sure and give out all of your social media and any other information that you would like to.
Okay, well, you can get it, of course, on Amazon.com. It's on all the e-versions. It's on Kindle, of course, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble's Nook and iBooks. And then it should be at your bookstore, but if it's not there, please ask for it, because then they can order it, because it's ready to be ordered. And then also at WaldorfPress.com, WaldorfPress.com. The social media we have on Twitter is at Saving the King, then at Waldorf Press, and we have Facebook, where, of course, you just put Saving the King, and our thing will be, our page will pop up.
Wonderful, and I would highly recommend this book. Number of people have guessed, but so far no one has got it right. I'll up the ante a little bit further. Again, this was an Italian-based vehicle, and it was imported for a couple of years by the Ford Motor Company. It was sold at your local Lincoln Mercury dealer back in the early 1970s. Italian vehicle with a Ford mid-engine V8, a 351 Cleveland V8. And Elvis had this vehicle, and he didn't like the fact that it was a little bit temperamental in starting. And I know that the Peterson Automotive Museum at last... that last count, anyway, it may have been sold since the last time I saw it, but it was in that collection for quite a number of years. Tell our listeners a little bit.
Go ahead, Bob.
Go ahead, and you know more about the inside.
Okay, I wanted to say, and the bullet holes are still in that car.
They are. And that's the cool thing.
The bullet holes are still in that car.
I know, and if you go to the Peterson Museum, I mean, for years it was on display there, and they rotate stuff at the Peterson, you'll get a chance to peer in and see those bullet holes. And we would love to give away more Haynes manuals. If you dial us up right now at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you're listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa, we've got an open line for you. If you're listening on KSIS in Missouri, we've got an open line for you. If you're listening online at GCNLive.com, give us a call right now and solve this mystery, 855-660-4261. I understand, George, that you've had some discussions with movie makers about making your Saving the King novel into a book, into a movie.
Yeah, we have. You know, everything's backwards with this, because usually, like the Harry Potter books and all that, there's a book written, then a screenplay, and then it gets picked up or so. But this is backwards. We wrote a screenplay, and then we were approached by a publisher at Waldorf Press to write the book. So we wrote the book based on the screenplay. So we have a lot of interest in Hollywood. Right now we have two producers that are pitching the script. I just got an email right 2 minutes before I was talking to you from a production company in Hollywood that is wanting to read the script. So we have a lot of interest. I've been already offered an option to buy the script from a company in Australia, in London, and in Hollywood, but we haven't sold it or anything yet because once the publisher asked us to write the book, I wanted the book to come out, and then if it's successful or if not, then I think it would make the script more valuable. And my main thing is just to put this story out there for the millions of fans that felt cheated that he was gone so young. And plus, I want to bring the new generation of people, because if you were born on planet Earth, you heard of Elvis Presley.
Oh, isn't that the fact?
Yeah, and then when I'm walking around with my wife and I see these 18, 19-year-old kids, I ask them, hey, who's the king of rock and roll? And I promise you, 100%, they'll think about it, but they go, some guy named Elvis?
But they know it. That's the key element. That is a key thing, and you still see it in the tabloids today. I mean, when you're at the supermarket, sometimes you'll see people talking about Elvis's death, whether it was a murder and not the result of his prescription drug overdose. So, yeah.
Or, Bob, you hear about his people think he's still alive. You know, once I've got this out and on Twitter now and on Facebook, so I'm getting some people that want me to call them. So out of the blue, I was bored. This was like 3 days ago. I was bored at my lunch break from work. I said, well, let me call a guy. And he lives somewhere in Wisconsin. He told me, and I mean serious as a heart attack, he told me that Elvis was coming back this year on the death of on August 16th of this year. And he's been in hiding. The FBI, witness protection program, that he feels Elvis is his father. He says, look at my cheekbones. I mean, he was just going on and on. And I was like, wow. I mean,
yeah.
He was serious. I didn't say nothing to him. I didn't want to just tell anything. But I said, hey, okay, well, if he shows up, that's like, wow. That would make my book more successful.
Absolutely. George Gomez, author of Saving the King, thank you so much for your time here today. Thank you very much, George. And we want to congratulate Mike in Iowa. The Pantera was the Elvis vehicle.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.